Seaman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app. Not only is it a Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, it is Chris's birthday.
Happy birthday. I don't care. Happy birthday.
No commentary for me on bumper music today. That is my gift to Chris.
Tim McGraw, come on. Nope. Everybody loves Tim McGraw.
No comment for me.
Married 1 year, the Broncos couldn't have waited one more bleeping week to trade Emmanuel Sanders. I hate that whole franchise.
That's right. Emmanuel Sanders has been traded from the Broncos to the 49ers. We know that your Patriots made a deal for Mohamed Sanu earlier. And by the way, that's my gift to you. I'm not calling them the stupid Patriots today because they won me money last night. So
right. I'm sure they'll thank you for that. Maryland Mike, breaking news from this day forward. I want a request to be known as Maryland Mike. Millennium refers to where I work. Ugh, Sanders stole my thunder.
We took care of him. We changed his nickname on
You did tell you.
Yeah, it's Maryland Mike now.
Maryland Mike.
Wow. That's you know, you don't usually...
Look, you can put in the request to have the name change.
It doesn't mean...
But ultimately, it's,
exactly.
It's our decision.
Yeah. All right.
And I was fine with that one.
All right, Dolphins nostalgia, you're pushing your luck, buddy. I already told him I'm not going to criticize his music, but when he said, since it's Chris's birthday, can we have a soccer segment today?
No,
it's Champions League.
I can't do that.
No.
No.
No, ratings above birthdays.
No, I'd rather talk opening night NBA.
Oh, we have our Twin Peaks Twitter poll up today.
Yeah, we do.
Breaking news, in case you weren't aware, the NBA regular season starts tonight. Also breaking news for some of you, it's game one of the World Series. It doesn't seem to have as much hype as it did with me back in the day when I was a kid, but
that's
too
bad.
Great pitching matchup.
There's a lot of great players in this series. The Astros are a big favorite. I don't think they should be a big favorite. I think they should be favored. I don't think they should be a big favorite. I understand why Cole is favored tonight because he hasn't lost in 3 years.
I think the layoff is a big part of that.
That's a loss of a game right there. I'd be stunned if the Nationals won today.
It's been a week since they've played. Mm-hmm.
But
historically, that always seems the rest or rust argument in baseball hurts
so
the resting team.
This is the biggest favorite since 2007 when the Red Sox were favored over the Rockies. Remember, that was the year the Rockies closed out. What, they win 27 of the last 28?
Some ridiculous
number.
It was
a crazy number.
They
swept through the National League playoffs, and like the Nationals, they had a week off. And you can simulate games all you want. It's not the same...
They took
atmosphere.
No, they got swept in that series.
All right, we'll continue with all of this. Don't forget, Master Pete Theater, Red Alert. We've got a tweet from OJ. But first, it is time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's birthday boy Chris.
All right, well, as you said, Emmanuel Sanders has been traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Another receiver on the move, Mohamed Sanu, going from Atlanta to New England in exchange for a second-round draft pick. We got the World Series starting tonight from Houston with the Astros hosting the Nationals. Coverage starts on 99.3 ESPN at 7 o'clock tonight. NBA season tips off tonight. Doubleheader on TNT starting at 8 o'clock. And Warriors guard Klay Thompson unlikely to play this season, recovering from a torn ACL. That's what Steve Kerr said.
All right, very good. Mark down my sticky. I'm sticking to my... This is your last chance to jump on my bandwagon, fellas. 36 wins for the Warriors.
You do realize Steph Curry is the favorite to win the MVP this year. You got that?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Only because he's going to be a one-man team.
Yeah, because...
Well, they got D'Angelo Russell and Draymond Green. That's a championship team? Please.
I mean, that's... Two of the guys you named have been there for all of their championships, so...
No.
Yeah.
Who they trade for? Who they pick up in the offseason? Who am I forgetting?
That was D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, all right. Then, I'm not impressed.
I think. Do they get anyone else?
No, that's who I thought they picked up.
2-9, Pete, who would you rather have had, Sanu or Sanders? Either one would be nice. I like Sanu a little bit better, but I don't think, because he can throw better. And he will throw a pass, and I will predict right now, I'll do a sticky sandwich bet.
Yeah.
He would throw a pass before the regular season.
He should. I think he should throw him about every three games. But the Falcons coaching staff, they know what's going on. You look like you're about to say something, Chris, before I move on. Yes? No?
No, I was burping, and I wanted to turn my mic off.
Oh.
Thank you for doing that. All right, more football news. Ron Rivera with a decision to make. I saw some video of Cam Newton kind of working out and running, at least jogging side to side. But he says that Kyle Allen will be his starting quarterback this Sunday.
Clarify, we'll see him out there, but he'll be working on the
you
Sunday
might see trip. Him, you might not, yeah. But he's going to be with the trainers doing his rehab, doing the things that he's supposed to be doing. You know, and just so everybody knows, Kyle will start this week as we go forward.
All right. I think that's the right decision there. Kyle keeps
Absolutely
his job.
Is.
In New Orleans, the right job is to hand it back over to Drew Brees. Right? Both backups have come in, done an admirable job. But we're just, I don't know, we're not sold on Cam, but we know we're sold on Drew. Everybody's
we're not sold on Cam as far as throwing the ball or his movement. I mean, I still contend. I'm not sure he's going to play again the rest of this year.
The schedule does start to beef up a little bit for Carolina.
Yeah.
Against San Francisco this weekend, hosting the Titans the following weekend, at Lambeau the next weekend. So a tough three-game stretch right there coming up for them.
All right. Let's check in with the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy says he's not an idiot. The Bears have to run the ball more.
There's nobody out here that's going to I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot. You know, I realize that. And seven rushes and, you know, the minimum amount of times, that I totally understand that. We need to do it. You know, I never go into a game saying I want to throw the ball 54 times. You know, I would love to go into a game and say I want to run the ball 54 times. But that hasn't happened. So, you know, this is what I have to answer to.
Yeah, okay. So how do you make it happen?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I have we ever seen Bill Belichick? Oh, man, I really didn't plan on throwing Tom Brady 54 times today.
And I never understand why maybe coaches do take that, this Bill's approach, maybe they just don't see it, but you can't coach the same way every game. You can't do it. It's impossible.
I do think last game was different, though. They got down.
Well, they were down early. I know.
At that point, you're almost forced to do it. I mean, you don't abandon it altogether, but and I think anytime you let Trubisky drop back and throw the ball 50 plus times, it's not going to end well most of the time.
I
think last year Trubisky had a pretty good game against the Bucs, throwing the ball around the yard, but that was the exception for him.
But most times, 80% of the time with most teams, and not all of them, most don't have good running games. And so to stick to the running game and plow a guy into a line of scrimmage for a 1.5 yard game 19 times out of 20.
What's a good running game unless you don't have it? If you have good offensive line, you'll have a decent or pretty good running game. You don't need a superstar. We talked about it a million times.
But this was a team that had a good running game last year, and you know what they did? They let their best running back walk because Matt Nagy thought that he could get cute and play Tariq Cohen in this spot, and I still don't know why David Montgomery doesn't see the field more. I mean, he's clearly the best running back there in Chicago. But you let Jordan Howard. I was going to call him Jordan Matthews.
Yeah.
Jordan Howard walk. You've got to have a guy that can come in and assume that role, and they haven't found anybody to do that yet.
Well, but again, we say it all the time. Do you need a superstar? No, I don't think you need a superstar back. You need an okay running game. And if they have an offensive line that's worth the damn, I thought they did. I think they have enough talent where you don't need a star running back, but maybe that team does. Montgomery's averaging 3.3 yards a carry, 231 yards. And your second leading rusher after that is
Cohen?
Cordarrelle Patterson.
By the way, Kerryon Johnson's going to be out for extended time now again.
Ty Johnson, fantasy football players. Ty Johnson, the name you want to go out and get.
What about real football players?
I don't care about the Lions. I don't care.
That hurts me.
They're a 2-win football team.
I care.
They've won two more times than the Miami Dolphins have.
He's going to cry. You made them feel really bad on your birthday. Just throwing out.
What are they, 2-3-1?
You're throwing out darts.
Or 2-4-1.
You're throwing out darts at my man Craig here. He's very, you can tell, painful.
It's very painful.
Hit him right in the cockles.
Did hit me in the cockles, and I don't even know what cockles are.
Cockles of your heart.
I do like saying that on the radio. Cockles.
Cockles of your heart. I warm the cockles of your heart.
You got Marvin Jones, man. Who cares? Dude's catching four touchdowns in a game.
Well, Galladay was only targeted twice, I think.
Was he?
On Sunday, yeah.
Jones is a compiler.
But they had two receivers that had over 100 yards.
Oh, because Marvin. Yeah. Did I say Marvin Johnson? Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
If I said that wrong, sorry. He's good for that about once a year.
Craig, sorry.
The three, four touchdown performance.
He's very hurt.
Can we move on?
He's very hurt.
Yeah, I'd like to stick on the Lions a little bit longer. Who do they have coming up this week?
How about Doug Peterson?
No, they're home against
the Eagles, a team that they got the Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, bounce back game for Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes will look like an all pro.
Pull Sam Darnold from last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know how this goes. Again, I've heard this song before, guys. I know. I've seen this movie before. I know what happens next.
Oh, you got some winnable games late in the year, though.
When it's over.
You got to win this game against Sunday.
Got to.
Thank you,
Pete.
Thank you.
Well, no, I mean, you really have to. It's only because it's a conference game.
If not, you'll be 2-4-1.
ESPN has us as a 76% chance of winning. I don't know how they come up with the stats. I don't know what that means.
The football power index.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who does that.
I don't know either.
Doug Peterson says it's no time for the Eagles to panic.
You know, we got 9 games left, and it's a one game season, and you know, by no means are we pushing any panic buttons. We're one game out of first place in our division. We win our division at the end of the year, you know, most likely you're in the postseason. And the things that are showing up on tape are fixable. They're correctable. They're things that it could be from a young player that's new to the team that we got to continue to coach. And so from that standpoint, you know, the sky is not falling for us. And we have the men in the locker room to get the job done.
Eagles at Orchard Park this week to take on the Buffalo Bills. Bills are favored by 1.5.
Did I hear that right? Did he say if we win the division, we'll probably make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Coach speak.
Yeah. Doug.
Yeah, that's how
it works,
Doug.
You'd be at worst a 4 seed.
You're going to host a playoff game if you win your division.
Mm-hmm. All right. They are 1.5-point favorites. I mean, dogs. The Eagles are. Bills are 1.5-point favorites this week at home against Philly.
See, that feels like the matchup game where I think Philly bounces back this week.
Yeah.
I tend to agree.
Because I don't think Josh Allen can exploit that secondary the way other quarterbacks can.
There you go. All right, two stories out there regarding Urban Meyer. I'll start with the NFL. Jerry Jones on his weekly radio show had heard of Urban Meyer's backhanded interest in the job, even though he was asked about Lincoln Riley, and Urban says, yeah, who wouldn't take a call from the Cowboys? They're the Cowboys. The Cowboys and the Yankees. I mean, those are the ultimate. Jerry Jones says it is a compliment for Urban Meyer to be interested in his Cowboys job, but he's got Jason Garrett right now, and he says, look, why wouldn't anybody want to be a Cowboy? We're the best. I was confused by that. We're the best organization. We're the best team. Who wouldn't want to be a Cowboy? He's very flattered. So then a texter texted in earlier last hour, but I followed up. So Bleacher Report is reporting that if Florida State fires Willie Taggart, they are going to go all in on Urban Meyer.
Wow. Love it.
Wow. But is Urban
Meyer. Love it.
Now, and he's going to have an interesting dilemma. He's in a win-win situation.
Oh,
do
yeah.
I hang out and wait to see what kind of offer Jerry Jones may give me, which he's going to have to wait till the end of the season? Or what if Florida State has a handshake deal, tries to get something in place before that can ever happen?
Florida State would have to move first because of the early recruiting in December.
Yeah. They'd have to move first.
Jimbo left, I always heard Florida State's facilities were second rate, even though they build one building, whatever. I mean, Urban's not going to just roll into there. Urban wants to go where he can win right away. Urban doesn't want to.
Oh, you can win right away in Tallahassee.
I think he could.
Jimbo won a national championship there, what, 6 years ago?
Dan Mullen's got a 3-year head start on him.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But you can win in Tallahassee.
I know they used to when I was a kid, and I watched this guy named Bobby Bowden coach all over the place.
It's real simple.
They won a title 6 years ago.
He won't have any problem recruiting.
Well,
and whether they bend the rules a little bit, no matter what you think, they will do
it. He left a nasty taste in a lot of people's mouths in this state.
Yeah.
Jimbo?
No.
No, Urban did. Yeah.
Right.
Did he ruin any of those recruiting pipelines that he had built up while at Gainesville? Did he ruin any of those the way he bolted and went to Ohio State the next year? It doesn't look like it, because when he was at Ohio State, he was still able to come down to the state of Florida and get some top talent.
I think this just becomes Rick Pitino leaving Kentucky and going to Louisville. And it worked out fine until it didn't.
Yeah. Oh, they raised a banner. I wouldn't have to take the banner down, but they raised the banner.
Yeah, it worked out until it didn't.
And wait a second, too. Now, the other team that we're forgetting, too, in all of this, I still think could be a player is?
Southern Cal? Or
yeah, Southern Cal. Yeah. I still think they could be
so Pete Shepherd,
a player in this. So it's,
money being
happens,
no object,
Urban,
who do you like? If it were you, you want to go to Southern Cal?
What do I like from a
you want to go to
me
Florida State?
Do I like a sports talk show?
No. If you are Urban Meyer, and you've already got everything you've ever wanted before. Now, maybe you've got that itch for the NFL. That's the interesting one. But do you want the Cowboys? Do you like Southern Cal, or do you like Florida State? Come back to the state
of
Florida.
Oh, I think it's an easy answer.
I don't.
Cowboys?
I don't think Dallas, if I'm Urban Meyer.
I think he's got an NFL itch.
I don't.
He may have an NFL itch, but I don't know if he wants to be scratched by Jerry Jones, if you get my drift.
You can go to Southern Cal.
And run the whole shebang.
Yeah, that if I were in his shoes, mm-hmm. I'm going to Southern Cal.
I think that's I agree. I think that's where I would go. You got an unbelievable recruiting place in the state of California. Not to mention, he can still come here and recruit and all over the place.
Is this also because the Pac-12 is weak? But so is the ACC, with the exception of Dabo.
It gives that conference, again, instant credibility. I think we brought this up a month ago. If I'm him, he would be a king, a god there, out of the gate.
You look at it, who are you competing with in the Pac-12? Did you just say
Oregon
that?
Oregon and Utah.
Please, Utah, come on. When USC's at their heights, Utah isn't going to do anything to that program. The same way.
Even I'm saying that's what it is.
Oregon isn't going to go into Los Angeles and get the five-star kid over Southern Cal. It's just,
they won't.
Does he shy away from Florida State because of Dabo's ensconced? You got Dabo ensconced in the ACC, and you got Dan Mullen, your cross-state rival in the SEC.
That's
a tough deal.
It's a much tougher spot in Florida State because you're on the same side of the ACC as Dabo, so you got to play that every single year. You've got the Gators as well, which they're building a really nice program in Gainesville now.
I don't think you have to worry about Miami. I think you can start pilfering whatever they got going.
Well,
they seem fragile right now.
I would agree with that.
But we'll see. There's still some bandaging that needs to be done. Well, I still believe in Manny Diaz. We'll see. 239. Pete doesn't know what he's talking about. Urban, we're loving in Dallas. Urban, on the surface, it looks great, like a big, fat Christmas present. Him working under Jerry Jones's thumb, I don't see Urban
and remember, this
liking
is...
it. I don't see him. It looks really flashy, and it'll be a tough offer to turn down for me. And I'm not saying he won't do it. I'm saying if I'm him, I go to USC, and I own the whole – I own it. I own the conference.
Candy Crush is bringing up Bob Stoops. I don't know if you know this, Candy Crush. He is the GM of the Dallas XFL franchise. Did I get that right?
Yes.
GM or...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what he
is.
So
I don't know.
By the way, their TV schedule came out today.
And let's not forget. Let's not forget about the new law in effect in California about player images. Another huge recruiting tool.
Well, Florida's pushing one that would actually start in July of next year.
I get it.
It's
going to be a national. It's going to have to go national. That's what. And there are legislation out there to make it national. But at least for now, if I'm Urban, that is another gigantic recruiting tool. Immediately, I can get players paid and not have to worry about it.
When has the NCAA ever done anything right? What makes you think it will be national? We all think it should be national, but I can see
not the NCAA.
Every state
legislation.
Federal law. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Wings Up wants to talk Urban to Florida State. Wings Up, what's up?
What's up, Wings?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Fantastic.
To me, this makes a lot of sense for Urban Meyer to come to FSU because I've been watching FSU football for over 10 years, and I know two things about that school. One, the boosters will pay out for the right coach. FSU can offer top dollar. And number two, FSU and Urban Meyer screams NFL potential for these younger groups. You look at the hotbed we got down here in Southwest Florida, the whole state really, and those are the best recruiting pipelines in the country. I think if Urban Meyer wants to get back into college football, it's either this or USC are his best options.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think USC and Florida State may be up there as well. But if it comes down to a bidding war, and USC is not known to, go all out really, right? But on the other hand, they might for Urban Meyer. They might make an exception here.
What if thank you, Wings Up. Appreciate the call. What if Lincoln Riley does go to the Cowboys?
Well, that's another thing.
Who takes the Oklahoma job?
Well,
that might also be appealing to Urban Meyer. I don't know.
I don't see him in Oklahoma. I do see him at USC. or Florida State. I don't see him at Oklahoma. I mean, of course.
Well, if you're Dallas, which one do you want? I think that's the interesting question. If you're Jerry Jones, like, who's at the top of the list if you move on from Jason Garrett at the end of the season?
I've always heard Lincoln Riley is on the top of Jerry Jones' list.
Okay, then. So, you know, is Urban's not going to like being number two on a list. This guy's got as big of an ego as anybody in the sport of football.
And also, there's a big difference for some. I'm not saying Urban Meyer can't handle coaching the Dallas Cowboys, but that is a huge jump. You can talk all you want about big-time college football. It's a huge jump. Ask Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Didn't work out very well. Yeah, for some. A couple times it can. I'm not saying it can't. But it is
a whole new
ball game, especially going to work for that knucklehead.
He seems like, yeah, I agree. But he seems like the hard-ass CEO type that you would need to do. I don't know. I don't like Urban, but I think he could be successful anywhere. And I could be wrong, because college coaches they're not successful.
Well, he has been successful everywhere. He's been successful at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State. He's literally gone to every corner of the country, played in four different conferences, three different states, and he's won at every single place.
But this is him, you know, he's not going to be the GM. He's going to have to sit there and coach.
And that's
a lot of egos, and these are grown men now. And I'm not saying he can't handle it, but I'm saying it's a whole different ball game. Lots of guys have tried to make the big jump. A lot of them don't make it.
Pete, you said it from a selfish standpoint. You turn Florida State it's always a national rivalry.
Yeah.
But you take, you know, Mullen, the former offensive coordinator for Urban Meyer while at Florida, Urban Meyer spurning the Gators, going to Ohio State, then going to Florida State. Now they're rivals. Like, it's just the storylines are endless and they're spectacular for absolutely. Us.
I want to see Urban go to Florida State and hire Tim Tebow as his quarterback coach.
That will never happen. Never happen.
I want to see it happen. All right.
But, you know, either way, it might, from a selfish sports talk show standpoint, I hope he would choose Florida State. But if he went to USC, that wouldn't be a bad thing either. That would be fascinating to watch.
No doubt about it. All right, great football talk. If you want to jump in on this conversation, 239-337-ESPN. Don't forget, tonight, Game 1 of the World Series in Houston. It is the Astros and the Nationals. And you can listen to it here on 99.3 ESPN at 7 p.m., 1 hour after we get to, off the airwaves. All right, later on, Master Pete Theater and O.J. Simpson on Twitter. But next,
Red Alert!
Red Alert! Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I'm not saying anything. It's his birthday. I'm not going to criticize the music. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Criticize?
Why are your fists clutched? I can see the, you know.
White knuckle.
Long white knuckles.
Alan Jackson. Come on, guys.
Okay. You can say insert name, come on,
whatever
guys, every segment if you
sounds
want.
Sounds the same to me.
I will.
It is all the same. I mean, there's...
I must concur with my colleague to my right.
Thank you. That doesn't happen very often.
I mean, this type of stuff. It's the...
I love it.
Small Town Southern Man, huh?
Yep. It's the name of the song.
Small Town Southern Man?
Yep.
What does that mean?
He's from a small town. It's a man. From a small town.
Small town.
In the Southern. South.
Yeah, I get it.
I fancy myself as more of a major market type, but that's okay. All right. Later on, we've got Master Pete Theater, where he reads lyric.
Oh, great one, yeah. A dramatic reading today. A classic. And fitting.
And if time will allow us, we'll squeeze in another tweet from O.J. Simpson. But what we'd like to do in this segment each and every week on Tuesday, it's Red Alert Tuesday. Are we ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm still writing mine down.
Really? Do you need another moment?
No, you guys go.
Well, I need the sounder. Red Alert!
It's not potted up.
See how that didn't work?
Oh, my Lord.
It's not potted up. Hold on.
Is it potted? You just cue me, Chris. You let me know when it's potted up. Are we ready? Red Alert!
I begin, and I don't. There's really three, but I'm gonna put them all into one. The New York Jets, get out of my league. This includes Adam Gase, Sam Darnold, who apparently I'm finding out was in absolute tears last night, about tears, saying how much he effing sucked at his locker last night. And he's on the list. Jets are on the list. Sam Darnold's toe is on the list. He apparently had a toenail removed. It's all there. Jets, ultimate red alert. Red alert! Me, Craig Sheeman, on red alert. My Lions suck. Kerryon Johnson is now hurt. Michigan, whom I root for, sucks. Kicking 58-yard field goals with the wrong kicker at the end of the half against Penn State. My Tigers just completed the worst team as the worst team in all of baseball this year. No hope for the Pistons starting a season tonight. Throw in the Red Wings as well.
You got Blake Griffin.
And
they start tomorrow night.
Yeah, thank you. And IU basketball not in the preseason top 25. What am I doing here? What do I have to root for? Nothing. I get nothing, sir. Good day.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off that one. I'm going to put the Detroit Lions on red alert.
What?
You better get that W this week against the Giants because it's three consecutive losses after that. Oakland, Chicago, Dallas after that. Get that W now or you're staring a really bad season right in the eyeballs.
Take for Tua.
Miami Hurricanes. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on at Coral Gables? What the hell is going on? What is wrong with you people? Why can't a top-notch Division I school find a kicker? What is going on, Manny Diaz? Are you kidding me? You can't find some knucklehead to come and kick a football 24 yards? You got two guys on the team that suck at it. How many field goals can Georgia Tech favored by 18, 19 in some polls, and you lose in overtime? Are you crazy? What planet is this? Get a grip, man. You're going to win in Pittsburgh this week? Not.
Letting him go.
Stop it. You're killing me. I got pennants behind me. I got to sit. I have Miami gear on sometimes. You're embarrassing me.
I'm going to piggyback that for a moment. Red alert, Mark Richt. No, seriously, take care of yourself.
That's a serious alert.
All right, I got another red alert. Red alert! Wisconsin! If you can't beat Illinois, you can't beat Ohio State. Red alert, Wisconsin!
Texas. Kansas scored 48 points on you. And you're back? Are you kidding me? 48 points.
Michigan!
You get a lot of enjoyment out of this.
How's that feeling, coach? Oh! What a shock. Wolverines playing a top 10 team. Guess what the result is? As usual, loss. Again. Guess what's going to happen this week when you play Notre Dame, and it pains me to say it.
Loss.
Loss. Again. Now you're 1-99 against teams that are really good. Bye-bye. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Michigan, red alert.
Red alert! Sooner Schooner! Just a suggestion here. Take the turn at a more wide angle. Don't tip over. You almost killed two teenage kids over the weekend. That was a bad look. And that's going to be the least of your problems because you're about to lose your coach, Lincoln Riley, to the Dallas Cowboys. Unless, of course, Urban Meyer steals that job from you. You know, I remember a day when coaches, it was taboo to talk about other job openings that weren't open yet. Bad form, but that's Urban Meyer. Red alert, Sooner Schooner.
You guys remember when we thought Maryland was good at football?
Yeah.
They've lost four of their last five. Their only win came against Rutgers. They started off the season 2-0. Their next games to close out the season, Minnesota, ranked. Michigan, ranked. Ohio State, ranked. They got Nebraska, who's not ranked. But then they got Michigan State. You're staring a three-win season right in the face.
Ouch.
Maryland football, red alert.
Red alert, Cleveland Browns. Speaking of three wins, Cleveland Browns don't have three wins. They have two, and they ain't going to get it this Sunday. I don't care if it's a short week or if they play today. There's no one thing that's going to happen to you, Baker Mayfield, on Sunday, and that is a four-letter word, pick, P-I-C-K, pick, and you will have multiple picks, and your Browns are going to get demolished on Sunday. By 7:30, you're going to be home weeping, wishing you were back in the Big 12. Red alert, Cleveland Browns.
They're on my list, too.
Are you going to have a voice left by the time we get back to Mesopotamia?
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Red alert, the Miami Dolphins special teams. Now, I understand when we try to do an onside kick, the idea is to at least try to get the ball, not give up a touchdown the other way. Red alert, Dolphins special teams.
I, too, am putting the Miami Dolphins on red alert, but not for the reasons you just said, Craig Sheeman. I am putting them on red alert because the Cincinnati Bengals are just as bad. Miami, do not mess up tanking for Tua. You're one crazy bounce of a ball away, beating the Bengals in week 16 away from having the number 2 overall pick. Then Tua will be in Cincinnati next year, not in Miami. Miami Dolphins, you are on red alert. Don't mess it up!
My last one, red alert! New Orleans Pelicans, red alert. No Zion Williamson.
Basketball.
7-point dogs tonight in Toronto. I like the Raptors minus 7.
I don't know.
Zion Williamson, without you, we got what left? Lonzo Ball?
Brandon Ingram?
Care about him. Red alert, Pelicans. Red alert, NBA.
Now, red alert Golden State Warriors as well. Steve Kerr says that your boy Klay Thompson is not even going to suit up this year. That's a 36-win season if I ever saw one. And let me throw this in there because this is a weekly part of my segment. The Atlanta – red alert! The Atlanta Falcons, before their game, yet another loss. And, of course, Matt Ryan got hurt because the offensive line can't protect him. Arthur Blank, the owner, said, no, the bye's coming up next week. That doesn't mean we're going to make a change. And then after their loss this weekend, Arthur Blank said that he is going to be examining the coaching situation in Dan Quinn very closely. This may be my last red alert for the Atlanta Falcons coaching staff.
We're sharing a lot of red alerts this week. They're on my list, too.
All right.
Marcus Mariota!
Who's that?
Ryan Tannehill is 10 times the quarterback you will ever be. And that is saying a hell of a lot more about you, Marcus, than it is saying about Ryan Tannehill. Your NFL career is on red alert.
All right. I think that's it.
I'm done.
I have one more.
Go ahead, Chris. Fire it away.
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, that's a good one.
Defense.
The Bears.
You have allowed 60 points the last 2 weeks. What the hell, man?
This is good defense.
Not good.
60 points? You're the Chicago flipping Bears. You were talked about as being one of the best defenses in all of football. I don't care what Mitchell Trubisky is doing. You give up 60 points in 2 weeks, you do not win in the NFL. Don't put all this on number 10.
Yeah.
Well, a defense needs to shoulder some of this load as well. 60 points, it's an embarrassment.
Where are you, Khalil?
Come on, Chicago.
Let's do it. All right, that's it. Red alert. Coming up, 1 hour from now, the fun continues. We've got Wikipedia. What is the topic today?
What is the topic
today? It's National Color Day.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah?
So we're doing colors.
Really?
Sports related or?
Yeah, they're sports related.
All right.
Okay.
So like college that. Colors.
College colors. All right.
Yeah, this is.
It seems like it could be easy.
We're going to test it out together, guys. We're going to figure out this could be one of the best Wikipedias ever, or
Or one of the worst.
The worst.
Okay.
Maybe the third worst.
It's a very
apart from the two.
Colors. There's going to be technical colors, I'm sure.
Oh, it's absolutely. Not, it's not just when I say red, I mean red.
Yeah.
I don't mean crimson. Okay. I don't mean garnet. I don't need red. Fire engine red. Right. That's what red is.
All right.
Pinkish hue.
Very good.
No.
So Wikipedia in 1 hour brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill, 20 mobile.
Now, I'm
online.
A little less strict with some of the other colors, like orange. We're not going to get into the burnt, the creamsicle, the standard.
Burnt orange is kind of – burnt orange is not orange. Burnt orange is referred to as burnt orange,
it's orange
in Austin.
It's orange.
Blood orange?
All right.
Overrated fruit, by the way.
We've got what?
Blood orange.
I concur.
I don't like it.
All right, coming up, we got a double dip segment here. We've got Master Pete Theater, where Pete has his selection for us. And we'll squeeze in an OJ tweet as well on his fantasy football. All that coming up. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up in a moment, we'll have some OJ Simpson. He had another tweet. Did you just pot me out of the way there? It sounded like you raised the volume on your country music to drown
I
me out. I
thought you
bit.
Guys would like the lyric, "Ain't never heard a rooster crow."
Is it coming up?
No, it just happened.
Did I miss it because I was talking?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Is that X-rated, Chris?
Hell yeah, man. That's country.
How's country feel?
He's telling you.
Huh. Well, I promise not to criticize Chris's country music selections if he chooses to do them with our bumper music, because it is his birthday.
All day long.
Thank God the show's half over.
Lord.
And now we take a more interesting turn.
Ah, yes.
It is time for our weekly segment of Master Pete Theater. Mm-hmm. I do not know the selection. You have not shared it with me
I
off
have
the
not
air.
Shared with anybody.
This is where White Guy Pete just does a rendition of rap lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do we have today, Pete Shepherd? And do we have an intro?
Yeah, we do, but he gives the song and the title.
What we have today, since my boys won last night, so I will pay homage to one of my homeboys.
Oh, great.
Marky Mark. And the dramatic reading.
And the Funky Bunch?
And the Funky Bunch.
All right.
And the dramatic reading of Good Vibrations.
All right.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
Yeah? Can you feel it, baby? I can, too. Come on. Swing it. Come on, swing it. Come on, swing it. Come on, swing it.
Jesus.
One, two, three. Now we come to the payoff. It's such a good vibration. Such a sweet sensation. Such a good vibration. Such a sweet sensation. Yo! It's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'm a get mine, so get yours. I want to see sweat coming out your pores.
Ooh, that rhymes.
On the house tip is how I'm swinging this. Strictly hip hop boy ain't singing this. Bringing this to the entire nation. Black, white, red, brown. Feel the vibration. Nice. Come on. Come on. Feel it. Feel it. Feel the vibration. It's such a good vibration.
It is. It is.
It's such a sweet sensation. Such a good vibration. Such a sweet sensation. Vibration's good. Like sun-kissed. Many want to know who done this. Marky Mark, and I'm here to move you
Rhymes will groove you, and I'm here to prove to you
that we can party on the positive side and pump positive vibes, so come along for the ride. Making you feel the rhythm is my occupation. So feel the vibration. Come on. Come on, feel it. Feel the vibration. Such a good vibration. Such a sweet sensation. Such a good vibration. Donnie D is on the backup. Drug free. So put the crack up. No need for speed.
What? I'm confused.
I'm the anti-D-R-U-G-G-I-E. Drug. My body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And the funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. Come on. And feel the vibration. Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I can too. It's such a good vibration. Such a sweet sensation. Such a good vibration. Such a sweet sensation. Damn.
Master Pete Theater, ladies and gentlemen. And... oh. That is a really good song.
Yeah, it is.
And historically, Chris will come out the next segment with it as bumper music.
Yep.
So that's one less country song we'll have to hear. But I'm not complaining about that today because it's Chris's birthday. So there. We're good.
Wig texting in. Y'all know rap is short for rhythm and poetry. I did not know that.
Wig, I did not know that.
I don't know if I know that.
Huh. Interesting.
I've always said that the poets of the 21st century are all rappers.
You've always said that?
I've always said that.
They are
dating back
ways.
29 years now.
Wow.
Master Pete and the Funky Bunch.
And the Funky Bunch. I don't know, was that Dirk? That was Dirk Diggler.
Yeah, getting Dirk Diggler reference on the show. Did you see that movie, Craig?
Yeah,
I did.
You saw Boogie Nights.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Mark Reynolds was so good in that. He won an Oscar, I think.
That is surprising.
Was that the upset of the day?
That's the upset of the day.
Did you have the under
such
on that
an
one?
Underrated movie.
I mean, short of the Nats going into H-Town tonight and walking out with a W, that's going to be the biggest upset of the day.
I remember him walking out of his house with his mom. His mom, you lazy bum. You never be good at anything. Yeah, I'm good at this. I'm really good at it. And I get paid. Tell his mother being a porn star. He said, Ma, I'm really good.
I saw that movie when I was like 13 years old.
Well, it wasn't PG-13.
Should not have been watching that movie.
Rated R. Not X, but rated R. All right.
Kentucky Tim said, Pete's getting too many segments. Craig needs a redneck word segment. He can take country terms and colloquialisms and read them from Jeff Foxworthy. Redneck. That's a good idea.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Good contribution to the show. All right. I don't know why I ever think I can always squeeze in a Master P Theater and an O.J. Simpson tweet. So we'll do that next. We'll take your phone calls as well. A lot to get to. Headlines of the day. More NFL from last night. We've got the World Series starting tonight. We've got the NBA season starting tonight. Lots to get to. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.